Please remember this is an adults only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensuous satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com. So you can test ride your erotic fantasies for free, just for coming. Now, you already know this, but this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, loosen any clothing, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to my voice, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Now, for tonight's show, as a special treat, I have managed to secure an excerpt from an audiobook I've narrated. Unnatural, which is written by Alexandra Hazard, is a gay sci-fi erotic romance and available to grab now from all audiobook retailers. As always with our book excerpts, just to whet your appetite, a little from the back cover. A planet at war. Two alphas forced into a political marriage. Attraction that defies all reason and logic. Or does it? The Kingdom of Pelugia and the Republic of Kedar have been at war for decades. Peace isn't popular, but the planet can't survive without it. Forced to marry an enemy prince for the sake of peace, Senator Royce Cleghorn doesn't like his husband, his alpha scent, or his damn pretty blue eyes. More than anything, Royce hates what Hayden makes him become, a primitive alpha cliché. Will do anything to mark his territory, even if that territory is his alpha husband. Royce likes omegas. He isn't into alphas. No matter how pretty their eyes are, it's just a weird territorial instinct. It has to be. Prince Hayden has always tried to be the perfect alpha his father wants him to be. He's the heir to the throne. He's a war general. He isn't supposed to bare his throat to an enemy alpha, and it isn't supposed to feel so good. Everyone knows a marriage between alphas is a recipe for disaster. He isn't supposed to crave his husband. Their marriage is just a political arrangement, nothing more. But when disaster strikes and loyalties are tested, which bond will be the strongest, their marriage or their allegiances?
Hayden wasn't sure what to expect as he entered Royce's bedroom. The room smelled overwhelmingly of wet soil in the air after a thunderstorm. The sweet smell of an omega, barely distinguishable. There was a naked female omega on the bed, tracking Royce with her eyes. She smelled puzzled, and no wonder. Alphas normally didn't ignore naked omegas when they were in rut. The moment Hayden entered the room, Royce was in his personal space. He shoved Hayden against the wall and crowded him, a low growl escaping his throat. Hayden went pliant and bared his throat, trying to look as non-threatening as possible. Royce scent marked him, rubbing his face against Hayden's neck like a big, dangerous feline. It was nothing unusual, except Hayden wasn't used to Royce being naked and aroused while he did this. He was acutely aware of Royce's cock against his stomach, hard and thick. Although Royce wasn't grinding it against him, it was still very much there. Another Alpha's cock. It wasn't as disgusting as it probably should have been. Before Hayden could decide what to think of it, Royce hauled him toward the bed. Hayden didn't resist, forcing himself to be as docile as possible, knowing that any initiative would only infuriate Royce when he was in rut. From the corner of his eye, he could see the Omega watching them in puzzlement as Royce started stripping Hayden with swift, efficient movements of his hands. Hayden allowed it, a little surprised. He still couldn't believe Royce really wanted to share the Omega with him. Alphas in rut were extremely possessive. But then again, considering that Royce thought of him as his stuff, maybe he wouldn't mind Hayden fucking the Omega too. When Hayden was finally naked, Royce just stared at him for a moment, scowling, before starting to run his hands up and down Hayden's body, scent marking him. It made sense, probably. Hayden needed to smell like Royce, for Royce not to see him as a threat. Royce was extremely thorough. With all the stroking and petting, it was probably unavoidable that Hayden started getting hard. It had been a while since he'd had sex, and his recent rut spent alone had only added to his sexual frustration. His arousal might have been unavoidable, but Hayden still felt embarrassed and more than a little weirded out. He bit his lip to stop himself from moaning as Royce's palm stroked over his nipples. Fuck. Thankfully, Royce didn't seem to get offended by his erection. He glanced at it before shoving Hayden onto the bed. With a grunt, Hayden landed on his back, his heart pounding. He looked up at Royce. "Sit with your back to the headboard," the other Alpha instructed in a clipped voice, glowering at him. Frowning in confusion, Hayden did as he was told. Royce finally glanced at the Omega. "Lie down between his legs, with your back to him." The Omega. Hayden really needed to find out her name. Silently moved, assuming a reclining position against Hayden's chest, her soft buttocks pressed against his erection. Hayden realized what he intended to do only as Royce climbed on top of her. On top of them. Looking at Hayden's face, Royce spread the Omega's thighs. Hayden swallowed, glancing at Royce's hard cock between her legs. When Royce finally pushed inside her, she moaned, her ass grinding against Hayden's cock. Hayden's eyes became unfocused. He had never felt so weird. The scent of an aroused Omega was familiar, but the position he was in, on his back, with another Alpha in rut looming over him, as if Hayden were the one being fucked, was completely unnatural for an Alpha. He could feel every thrust as Royce fucked her. It was weird as hell, and yet, he was still hard. He'd never been more turned on in his life. His own arousal in this strange situation made Hayden uncomfortable. So he tried to focus his attention on the Omega in his arms. He stroked her large breasts and her soft stomach, making her moans grow in volume. He slipped his fingers lower, playing with her clit. The Omega arched her body, and Hayden's hand accidentally brushed against Royce's cock. Royce's muscles locked up, his black eyes looking nearly feral, as he glared at Hayden. Hayden flushed and jerked his hand away. "No," Royce bit out.
"What?"
"Touch it." It Did he mean the Omega's cunt or his cock? Licking his lips, Hayden brought his hand back and touched the woman's wet cunt, stroking around her opening, where she was stretched around Royce's thick length. Royce's eyes glazed over, his cock bumping against Hayden's hand every time he moved. His thrust became harder and harder, Royce's scent thick and overwhelming, every thrust grinding the Omega's ass into Hayden's cock. Submit, Royce's scent said. Submit, submit, submit. A confused whimper left Hayden's mouth, his head spinning. He bared his throat, and Royce lunged forward, folding the poor Omega in half, and sank his teeth into Hayden's neck. Hayden jolted, as if electrocuted, and came, his orgasm catching him off guard. Royce let out a low growl, his hips pounding him into the mattress with the force of his thrust. Finally, he shuddered and went still, growling, his teeth still buried in Hayden's neck. Hayden gazed at the ceiling dazedly, confused, embarrassed, and freaked out of his mind. It felt like a small eternity passed before Royce finally lifted his head. They stared at each other, the air of awkwardness between them so thick, Hayden could practically taste it. Royce's gaze was clearer than it had been, the haze of rut gone for a moment. Sorry, he said, his eyes flicking down to Hayden's neck, to the bite mark that was undoubtedly there. Had Hayden been an Omega, it would have been a mating bite. The knowledge hung in the air between them, heavy and uncomfortable. Hayden shrugged, attempting to look nonchalant. Not a big deal. He lied, trying not to show how weirded out he was. You just got a little carried away. Or a lot. The sound of a throat clearing made them flinch. They looked at the Omega caught between them. You're rather heavy, she told Royce, her voice soft and polite. Would you mind? Of course, Royce said, rolling off her to lie on his back beside Hayden. Hayden noted that he hadn't knotted her. Not that he had necessarily expected Royce to do it. Knotting was a requirement only for Zeus Alphas. But it was still good to know how considerate Royce was. Contrary to popular opinion, not all Omegas enjoyed being knotted outside of their heats. Sorry for this, Royce told her, his voice terse and uncomfortable. It took Hayden's hazy brain a moment to realize what Royce was apologizing for. Neither of them had bothered to make sure that the Omega came. She didn't smell sexually frustrated, so she had likely come too. But the fact that he wasn't sure was more than a little embarrassing. Had he been that focused on Royce? Hayden looked at the woman sheepishly, but she seemed unperturbed, almost bored. Right, it was just a job for her, nothing more. It's fine, she said, glancing at the clock. This was unexpectedly short, which is not a bad thing. She gave Royce an assessing look, sniffing delicately. It shouldn't be long before your rut ends, Mr. Cleghorn. Perhaps one more coitus will be enough, she glanced curiously at Hayden. Is your... the other Alpha going to stay with us for the rest of the night? Hayden swallowed, suddenly acutely aware how strange the situation was. He was naked, and in bed with an equally naked Alpha. He stank of rut, sex, and Royce's pheromones. His husband's pheromones. His Alpha husband, who had just made him come by biting him. No, Hayden said, clearing his throat a little. He rolled off the bed and reached for his clothes. It's pretty late. I'll go to my room. Royce made an abortive move, as if he wanted to grab him, but then he thought better of it. Hayden didn't look his way, dressing quickly. Once he was presentable, he muttered, good night, and left the room, his face flushed and Royce's scent still clinging to him. Fuck. What the fuck?
So, I hoped you enjoyed that little taster from Unnatural. You know, you can go ahead and follow the links in the show's notes and pick up a copy. Now, on Friday, another meditation. Now, you know, if you want to hear any particular type of meditation, then by all means, email me, devlin@wilddesires.com, and I will do my best to satisfy your need. And next week, we have a new story. Yes, we do. Yes, I'm not going to tell you, but I have it. I do actually. For once in my life, I have the story in my head a week ahead of time. Now, that is a miracle, I have to say. Normally, I get to Monday morning and I think, damn, what am I going to tell them this week? I have no idea. And I just let my perverse little brain go to work. But Monday, yes, I have an idea. I have a very definite idea. So you can enjoy that on Monday. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.